Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining us on the line to talk about that is Honor Hargar, the executive director of the Art Science Museum. Yep. Charmaine Poe, a photographer. Ladies, welcome to the show this morning. We're so happy to have you on Weekend Mornings. And
yeah, good morning. I'm just happy to dilute the genderness of this show. You know what I mean? It's a bit male-heavy, this show.
So at least today.
Always happy to. Yes, thank you for coming on today.
Great to have you. Honor, take us through first. What's happening at the Art Science Museum in these exhibitions honoring women in art and science?
Absolutely. So the whole of November, we're shining a light on women in art and science with a specially curated lineup of programs. These include a series of online talks, a series of film screenings, an online exhibition tour through our archive. And as we can see from Charmaine, who's standing with her artwork in the galleries right now, a spotlight on some of the brilliant women who are part of our new exhibition, Margins, Drawing Pictures of Home, which opens in 15 minutes' time.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was Charmaine Poe. You're actually in front of your work. You're at the gallery,
She's
are you?
She's standing in front of her work.
It's not a Zoom background.
I thought you was at the gallery. Fantastic. Okay, Charmaine, tell us a bit about your work and what people can see when they go to your wonderful stuff.
So I'm one of 15 photographers exhibiting, and behind me, obviously, is my work. And my work is on the Mardze in Singapore. And the Mardze is a group of women who came primarily from Guangdong province in China. And they migrated to Singapore from the 1930s to around the 1960s. And they worked as essentially the first domestic workers in Singapore households, mainly for upper middle class and upper class families. And they lived extremely disciplined lives. A lot of them went through this ceremony known as the sohe, which is the combing up of the hair.
Yeah.
And this indicated their dedication to their work, their lifelong dedication to their work.
And Charmaine, they're, as you say, famously resilient, indomitable people. What was it that made you want to photograph their lives in Singapore?
I think it was a slice of history that we didn't really know about, not as much as the Sam Sui women, for example, just to pull up an easy example.
Yeah, of course.
And they were in the 80s and 90s, and I found a group of them who were living in rental flats in Chinatown. And I knew that it was something that felt quite urgent and needed to be documented as soon as possible. And they lived quite radical lives, especially for the time and even now, because they dedicated their lives to work and they never got married. They were celibate and they lived outside the nuclear family structure. And I think that was something that I found respectable and special.
Extraordinary.
I'd like to ask both of you the same question. Let's start with you, Charmaine. Why is it important for you and 15 photographers to be showcased in the Art Science Museum and not a traditional art gallery?
I think Honor can probably answer that better, but I feel that, as she has mentioned earlier, that it's a marriage of art and science. Photography itself, just as a medium, the idea originally of light meeting paper, and now obviously digitally as well. I think it's been a while since Singaporean photographers have gathered together and presented these narratives, and different narratives around the island, and I think many people may not have really thought about certain narratives so central to Singapore.
Honor Hargar, let's go to you and ask you the same question. As executive director of the Art Science Museum, why do you feel it's important to showcase these photographers within the context of art and science?
So Margins Drawing Pictures of Home, as Charmaine mentioned, has 15 photographers from Singapore, and they're all shining a light on aspects of Singapore that we perhaps don't always focus on, the unseen and untold Singapore stories. We've gravitated to photography as a medium because of our mission as a museum where art, technology and science meet. But this show this year in 2020 is really special for us, because what I think the pandemic has really brought into sharp relief is, as we've all been here throughout the whole year, we've not been able to travel, is helped us kind of reevaluate what our concept of home in Singapore is. And it's helped us, I think, kind of shift our attention to some of those stories of communities who helped make Singapore what it is. You mentioned kind of the constant buzz of construction noise kind of earlier, Glenn and Neil. And this year, I think we've thought a lot about our migrant communities who are often involved in that industry. And as Charmaine has mentioned, we've also thought a lot about our kind of domestic kind of helpers in that community. So this show, I think, is kind of shifting attention to some of the voices that we don't always hear enough. And we've tried to do that progressively throughout our programming this year, both online and on site. And Margins is really a part of that.
That's wonderful to hear, Anna, because I think you raise two very interesting points there about COVID-19. One is that in the middle of the year, during Circuit Breaker, I think it was brought in sharp relief for all of us how dependent we are as a nation on both domestic workers and, for want of a better word, migrant workers, construction workers, and so on. And secondly, we tend to be we're all navel gazers by nature, but we've overlooked the fact that they can't travel either. So they can't see their families. For the most part, we are with some semblance of family in Singapore, but they can't see their family. So I think it's wonderful that both of you have showcased domestic workers, migrant workers, and so on. And maybe Charmaine, why do you think that's so important to showcase this particular group of people that are so often marginalised?
I think for the Mata, they present, I mean, they are predecessors of the foreign domestic workers that have come from around the region, and it is really important to think about our history, think about how we've always needed this sort of help. We've always relied on these figures to be part of our family, and it is not so binary as a biological family versus employee, and there is a space where we allow people to take care of children in the country. And this is part of history and culture that is really important to Singapore. It has been part, the migrant story has been part of Singapore for a very, very long time.
Honor, there are lots of things happening at Art Science Museum right now, including obviously these photographs that we've just been talking about with you and also with Charmaine. But there's some other things going on too. You're looking at what you're calling the Wonder Women of Art and Science, like sculptor Ruth Asawa, artist Hilma af Klint, architect Zaha Hadid.
One of my favorite architects.
Is that right?
Yeah. Zaha Hadid. Beautiful, curvy.
Yeah.
She's known for her curves. I like curvy buildings. And Zaha Hadid was famous for her curvy buildings. I love her work.
Honor, talk to us a little bit about some of those exhibits that are happening also at Art Science Museum right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're showing a film screening series called New Ways of Seeing, which is focusing on these trailblazers of kind of art and science who created work during the 20th century that drew on science, mathematics and geometry and really changed the way that we look at art and architecture. So a good example is Hilma af Klint, who your listeners can learn about this week at the Singapore premiere of a new film called Beyond the Light, which is screening free of charge at the museum from today. She created astonishing abstract paintings, which included aspects of scientific visualization, color theory, geometry, and now they're really thought about alongside the work of grand masters like Kandinsky. So this whole kind of film screening series, New Ways of Seeing, is shining a light on women who really created, I think, the foundations of art and science throughout the early part of the 20th century. But as with so many women in both art and science, were overlooked during their time. And as a museum of art and science, we kind of feel it's part of our role to really highlight the achievements of all pioneers within art and science, regardless of their cultural background or gender.
Yeah, as a white middle-class man, I know exactly what you're talking about and constantly being marginalised and never having a voice. No, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. I think it's great that you're doing this. And it ties in very nicely with what's happening just down the road at the National Gallery with Georgette Chen giving these wonderful voices. wonderful faces, wonderful artists, a platform, women of art and science. I have a question for both of you, actually. And it was raised by one of our viewers right now, Nicola, who's watching in the UK, I believe, and made a very pertinent point. Singapore is very, very lucky to have its galleries and its museums still open. Many countries in the world don't. A question for both of you, maybe Honor first. Why, now more than ever, is it important to have these spaces open and available to the public?
Yeah, well, thank you for raising that, Nicola. You know, we're very conscious of our colleagues in Europe and in the States and parts of Australia who have had to close their museums again quite recently with second and third waves of COVID-19. Yeah. We certainly feel extremely privileged to be able to welcome visitors to Art Science Museum right now with very robust safe management plans to ensure that, you know, we've really foregrounded the safety and the health of the visitors and our staff whilst being open. It's important because this year more than any other, as we've all gone through some feelings of isolation, kind of some feelings of anxiousness about the uncertainty of the state of the world, culture can provide incredible insight, comfort, profundity, which is certainly very apparent in the works and margins. And those kinds of, I guess, kind of emotional sort of scaffolds can actually really help, I think, us navigate through such a difficult time as the pandemic. So we feel really privileged and we are really incredibly grateful that we can welcome visitors to the museum.
And Charmaine, what are your thoughts? Why it's important for us and for Singaporeans to visit these works, maybe even more so now?
Well, after having spent months in a sort of lockdown and in your room, I think having a space that is like this, where you can experience knowledge and art and culture and learn how to navigate between a space, I think is really precious. You know, learning how to experience knowledge within a space, not just on the screen. And that's something that is actually your body reacts to it differently, your mind as well. Mm. So just, I would say, take the chance if you've never gone.
Ladies, thank you so much. We have to leave it there. But Honor Hargar, the Executive Director of the Art Science Museum, Charmaine Poe, photographer, the Margins exhibit is currently at the Art Science Museum. Also, Art Science on Screen, New Ways of Seeing, which some of that can be viewed online as well. Focusing on women of arts and sciences, thank you for being with us today on Money FM.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.